Oh, you're looking very nice, Marjorie. Marjorie, is that new? Have you got a date? Have you? Oh, Marjorie. Marjorie, tell everyone his name. No? Bashful? Oh, is he ugly? Is he desperate? No? Aren't I cruel? No, I'm sure he's lovely. He'd be very lucky to have you. Aren't I gallant? Oh, goodness. We're on, Marjorie, we're on. Oh, dear. Got quite carried away there. Is that what you call a boob tube, Marjorie? Boob tube? Is it? Well, it's got quite a lot to get in there, hasn't it? Sorry. You look charming. 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 Indeed, you do. You do. You do. Boob tube and an extremely short skirt. Lovely. And corned beef legs. No. I'm joking. You look gorgeous, my darling. You look gorgeous. Sparkly and fragrant as always. Now, shall we move on with the show? If we can, thank you very much. Let's have some music. Oh, that added an air of menace to it. Well done, Marjorie. The boob tube works. Well done. This is episode 11 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green. Also with me is the ever lovely, ever silent, gorgeous, sparkly and fragrant boob tube wearing, short skirt wearing Marjorie. Hello, Marjorie. You're looking lovely. He's a very lucky man. Oh, yes. And also, Janice, the lovely Janice, who I think is quite cross with me at the moment for making her throw and fall down wells and get attacked by malevolent spirits. She's not talking to me very much at the moment. You know, she goes to some lovely, lovely places. Lovely, lovely places. I think she's getting a bit, you know, traumatized by it all. Oh, she's very tough. She's very tough. Oh, God, yes. She's very tough. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Episode 11. I was trying to work out what 11 was in Welsh. I don't know. Undeg, something like that. Is it? Something like that, I don't know. I'll look it up. This one, episode 11, relates to Penylan Hall near Rhiwabon, which is also near Wrexham, well, vaguely, in North Wales, Rhiwabon. Now, Penylan Hall is a country house built around 1690. 1690, so it's a fair old age. And it was remodelled in the mid-19th century, so about 1830 it was remodelled, and like they often did in those days, rebuilt it in another style entirely. Yes. Oh, dear. And it sits in 1,000 acres of land. Do you think that's a big enough garden for you? Take a lot of mowing. Oh, yes. Take a lot of mowing. It is a Grade II listed Tudor Gothic house. Oh, yes, a Tudor Gothic house. Oh, and with something of this age, oh, it's got its own little list of spooks and carryings on and scariness, which we'll no doubt go through and throw Janice at. I think they'd be all scared of Janice. Go on, moo cheese in. Oh, my goodness me. No spooks go near her. It won't last long. Cool. Oh, dear. So what happens mainly at the hall? We have lots of poltergeist stuff. Oh, poltergeist activity is frequent. Items vanish and reappear in a different place much later. Or it could be just someone shoved something in their pocket, forgot about it, walked around the house, then shoved it somewhere else. No, that was just me being devil's advocate there. That's all. Of course I believe that Poltergeist activity... Of course, items vanish all the time. Ow, ow. God. Hmm. What else have there? Oh, there's all sorts of things. Heavy footsteps, stumbling down corridors when there's no one there. Oh, I don't like the sound of that, particularly when it's dark, or if you're the only one in the house on your own. The only one in the house on your own. You know what I mean. If you're there on your own and it's quiet and you can hear the house creaking, especially if there's wind outside, wind going past the windows, and you can hear the howl and hear the wind talking to you, and you can hear it running through the trees and the hiss, oh, and the roar, and all of a sudden you can hear someone stumbling about outside in great clod-upping boots, thinking, oh, they shouldn't be there. You should have taken those boots off, ruined that floor. Ooh, nasty, nasty. Oh, also, you hear chattering voices, and eerie music coming from rooms where there's none. Ah, chattering voices and music. Oh, all that goes on. What else? In the servants' quarters, there's a dark and foreboding presence. In the servants' quarters, dark and foreboding. Oh, yes, very dark, very foreboding. One moment. It could be the spirit or the ghost of an old cook. You never know. Perhaps she disapproves of the way you're cooking the spotted dick. Who knows? Oh, dark, foreboding presence. Ooh. What else is there? There's all sorts of things in this place. Children at play. Children play in the many rooms. You can hear them running from room to room, laughing and playing. You know, as children do. Indeed, there's been the image of a child was captured, peering from an upstairs window, when, according to the owner, she was the only one there. Oh, yes, the only one there, and yet... there was the face of a child peering from a window. Who was that child? Who was that child? Oh, there's plenty of things attached to this place. Oh, there's some curious stories as well. One story tells of how a child was saved from drowning in a lake on the property. Saved from drowning? Nothing odd about that, you think? Well, quite odd, but, you know, quite unusual, perhaps. But this one, how the child was saved from drowning by a dark figure who then vanished. Oh, no! Just disappeared. Disappeared into thin air. And this figure is often seen in the same spot. So, what a hero. Ah, always looking out to protect people. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Imagine having that on your property, Go out by your fish pond. Oh, yes. In case you fall in the fish pond, there's always someone there to drag you out. Yeah, that could be good. That could be good. You could make a killing on that. Make a killing. That's wrong. Oh, dear. Both the grounds and the hall are very, very active in terms of the paranormal. The spirit. Oh, yes, the very full body apparitions are often seen, and people get touched. They do get that, they get goosed occasionally. I've been goosed, I've been touched. Who's that? Oh, no, but they can't see. Oh, and the cellar. Oh, my God, the cellar. Oh, imagine what's down there. Oh, they've got a large, extensive cellar down there. I was going to use the word labyrinthine, but I won't because I used that before. It's a large, extensive cellar. Oh, and you hear screams coming from the cellar. Oh, and the sound of babies crying. What's that? What's that baby doing down there? And what's the screaming for? Oh, they're screaming. Ah, and also you hear this gruff voice sometimes shouting from the cellar. He's probably saying, "Where's me wine? What have you done with me wine, woman?" Or that, something like that. Or, "You had all the wine. Where's the gin?" You know. "Where's me corkscrew? Where's me corkscrew?" Something like that. You know, something gruff. Ooh. But a bit worrying if you're in the house on your own. You hear all these screaming noises. Oh, scary stuff. Oh, so we've got to throw Janice into all of this. Ah, those spirits and those spooks don't stand a chance. There won't be any left by the time she's finished with them. Oh, so we'll see you in just a moment. Right, now we move over to the section containing Janice. I hesitate to ask Janice whether she's there because she's refusing to talk to me at the moment because she thinks I've been a beast to her. I've been treating her beastlily, Lily. Oh, beastlily. Yeah, beastily. That's the one. And she's refusing to talk to me. So let's have a go. Janice? Hello? Hello, Janice. I'm sorry, Janice. Please talk to me. This is Kevin in the studio. Please talk to me, Janice. I'm so sorry. I am, you know, but otherwise, Janice, are you there? Yes, I'm here, but I'm not talking to you. So just go away. Thank you. I'm not talking to you. I'm in this place. But there's nothing happening. Thank goodness. I haven't been thrown down a well yet. I haven't had someone attacking me with an axe. So this is all good. This is all good. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sitting here on my own in the upstairs room. It's very, very pleasant. And there's no one else here. It's all very, very pleasant indeed. Hang on. What's that? I can hear someone coming down the corridor. Oh, hello. Who is this? Oh, there's no one there. Oh, God. Here we go. What next? And who are these? Oh, they got voices. Why can't I hear voices? I can hear voices. All sorts of voices chattering. And who let those kids in? Who let those kids in charging about the place? Oh, someone's just thrown a ball at me. The little beasts. You wait. Yes, you may well run off now. Of course you wait. Oh, just you wait till I get back to that studio. I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. Oh, God. Oh, I've got to just negotiate down these stairs. Oh, God, I can hear that noise again. Oh, yeah, this is terrifying. This is terrifying. I won't even tell you how my date with the security guard went. Oh, my goodness me. Tell you what, though, I look better in the frock than he did. Oh, it was awful, awful. Oh, anyway. I hope you put me somewhere nice next week. Somewhere like, you know, somewhere nice hotel with lovely, lovely, lovely soft bed and lovely room with not a hint of a spook. Lovely, lovely thing, actually. I want that. I don't want this. I don't want these dark rooms with spooky things going on and creaking floorboards and things rushing from room to room being attacked by mad axe-wielding women. Thank you. Thanks to the studio. There you are. I told you. They don't stand a chance when she's like that. Anyway, this has been episode 11 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, with the ever silent and lovely, sparkly, fragrant Marjorie, boob-tubing Marjorie, lovely, and the ever so cross Janice, ever so cross Janice. Never mind. We shall return. We shall return next week or tomorrow or the next day or whenever we feel like it to do something more with some other lovely places to go to and have a look at. And maybe we'll get Janice's sister and give Janice a break. Janice has had quite enough. Oh dear, I know she's got a couple of sisters. We'll try one of those, or maybe in a brother. I don't know. I don't know what she's got. Let's have a look. We may give Janice a break. She sounds like she needs it. Oh, anyway, I'll see you soon. Will I? No, I won't. Hopefully you'll join me soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.